This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 27th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. We're sorry to report a P-2V Neptune went down in Utah near Stockton Pass in the Ochre Mountains Saturday morning. Heavy fog was reported along the route. The plane was en route from Missoula, Montana to Alamogordo, New Mexico, with a full load of fire retardant and three crew members on board. There were no survivors when, according to local reports, the plane failed to negotiate a mountain pass and hit terrain. There was no distress call prior to impact. The Tooele County Sheriff's Office has the pilot as 66-year-old Tom Risk of Littleton, Colorado. The other two crew members were 59-year-old Mike Flynn of Alamogordo and 32-year-old Brian Buss of Alberton, Montana. All three were employed by Neptune Aviation of Missoula, Montana. The plane was reportedly on its way to southern New Mexico to fight a partially contained 19,000-acre wildfire. Watch for further updates and get more details on the plane at aero-news.net. ANN is monitoring the details of a Friday afternoon accident in which an Epic LT experimental turboprop reportedly lost power at 8,000 feet and was successfully ditched in the Columbia River near Astoria, Oregon. The incident happened about 4:40 p.m. Pacific time. Local Coast Guard and law enforcement efforts recovered both people on board before the plane sank. Both occupants are reported in good condition with no life-threatening injuries. The Epic LT, serial number 25, was en route to Boeing Field from Astoria when the flameout occurred. The pilot was identified as Bill Henningsgaard, and his passenger was said to be his mother and former Astoria Mayor Edith Henningsgaard. The pilot and his plane are featured on the company's website, along with an anecdote claiming a top ground speed of over 516 miles per hour on one recent flight. The Epic LT is a turboprop normally configured for six seats and is sold as a kit for assembly as an amateur-built experimental under the FAA's 51% rule. Aircraft Investor Resources, Epic's parent company, has been controversial for its aggressive use of the amateur-built rules and its philosophy of introducing complex turboprops and jets as experimentals completed in a factory build center. As ANN reported, in November of 2005, following an audit of the build process and documentation, the Epic LT was signed off by the FAA as meeting the intent of the amateur-built rules and added to the 51% list. We'll have more details on Friday's accident as they become available. BRS is reporting save number 229 for its whole airframe ballistic recovery parachute system. The latest save involved a Challenger 2 experimental light sport aircraft a week ago today. The 35-year-old pilot, Jared Stevenson of Kent, Washington, said he discovered he'd lost pitch control, was not willing to risk a landing attempt under those circumstances, and deployed the chute while descending through about 1,800. The 960-pound aircraft reportedly landed in the front yard of a home in Auburn, Washington, damaging only the landing gear and leaving the pilot with only bruises. Stevenson commented, quote, "If the parachute wasn't on there, I absolutely would not be here. This is a perfect example of why people need extra safety equipment, such as aircraft parachutes, when they fly," unquote. BRS has furnished more than 30,000 airframe parachute systems to aircraft owners since 1981. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A caravan on steroids gets an STC. Garmin offers a big spring price break on the G600. And Cessna 185 owners have two new prop choices. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves tells us when we should own and when we should rent and offers some tips for arriving safely at summer fly-in breakfasts. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.